I'm only looking at Jesus, and Jesus already saved us from this wicked generation. Chosen generation, I'm walking in my identity, stomp all over my enemies. That chosen generation, chosen generation, I'm only looking. So Father, we thank you. That you are worthy of our highest praise. Not just praise that we just picked up, but a praise that's on the inside of us. But all that's been done, that's all that will continue to happen. For your goodness and your mercy, they last forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Because there is no end to that. There's no end to you being good to us. But we just want to stop for a moment and just think about your goodness. In a moment of time, like called right now, we want to think about the things that you blessed us with. How we're alive, we're walking, we're talking, we're breathing. We're not taking those things for granted because we couldn't do it without you. Before we was even born, you looked and you decided, yep. I want him, I want her, I want her, I want him, I want him. And I know what I've called them to because I planted on the inside of them gifts and talents that nobody else can match because I made them individuals. So Father, I thank you that we repent of trying to be like somebody else because you didn't call us to that, you called us to this. You called us, you gave each one of us gifts and talents. And the more time we spend with you, the more we find out what those are. You didn't give us one, you didn't give us two, you gave us multiple talents that at any time, in any moment, you can call on them because we're spending time with you, we're talking to you. Things we don't understand, we ask and we listen for your response. We thank you, Father, that we enter into your grace, your mercy, because you are God. And you said at any time, talk to me, son, talk to me, daughter. I'm right here, I'm listening, I'm ready. I've already got plans for you. Plans that you don't even know about. You thought it was the plan. But see, I back up stuff. I don't just go with one or two things. I go with it all. Because I gave it all so that you could be who you are. So just offer me to come in and spend time with you. Because I'm the one that you need. Even when you don't know it. When you turn your back on me, I never turn my back on you. I gave you goodness and mercy to follow you, to walk with you, to talk with you, to whisper to you. It's a word you have on the inside of the scripture that says that when you're walking, I'm talking to you. I'm always watching over you and keeping you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Y'all sit down if you can, but take your time. Rosalind Wilson, where you at? He got you. Do me a favor. Reach up and grab it and put it in your heart. Okay? All right, let's do our opening confession because I'm ready. Y'all ready? Okay, all right. Jesus is Lord. That's what the church say. What is that? Jesus is God. There it is. All right, y'all ready? All right, let's do it. Father, I choose to be open and receptive today. I humble myself, bearing my heart, my joys, and my pains. I thank you for restoring my wounded soul. I believe that I will not receive more than my humanity can bear. I ask that what is hidden in my conscious and unconscious mind, those secrets hidden from myself that block my growth and intimacy with God and others, be revealed. Search me, Holy Spirit. Reveal these hidden hurts to me and show me the areas that must be addressed today. I give you permission to go to the points of inception of my hurts and hidden memories that are negatively impacting my life. I give you access to my heart and mind so that you may bypass any repression, denial, depression, disassociation, shame, condemnation, pride, unforgiveness, anger, fear, or lies that may be blocking my memories. Override any obstacles that have hindered me or are hindering me from receiving my freedom in you. I renounce and cancel the effects of receiving any accusations and lies into my mind, body, soul, and heart that is contrary to the truth or who you say that I am. I declare that I live my life loved, cherished, and adored by you. I receive in my heart every expression of your love for me. Because you love me, I am free of all guilt, shame, and condemnation. In Jesus' name, amen. Be still and know. Uh-oh. Go ahead and say it. Be still and know. So y'all know I'm getting ready to meddle, right? Okay, well, long as y'all know. In Psalms 37, verse 7, in the Amplified Bible say, be still before the Lord. Wait patiently for him and entrust yourself to him. You're supposed to wait what kind of way? Patiently. So let's just talk about that little word, patient. Have you ever found yourself? Now we got an honest church, right, Porter? It's an honest church. Have you ever found yourself? I'm not talking about your neighbor. I'm talking about you. Oh, wait a minute. Let me get to it. All right. See, she already impatient. Perfect example. That's why I'm teaching on it. That's why I'm teaching on it. Have you ever found yourself, not your neighbor, tapping your foot impatiently in a long line? Yes? Or tapping your foot in church, and it's not about the song. You want the pastor, hurry up and get to it. Have you ever feeling frustrated when things don't happen as quickly as you like? Am I talking to anybody? Okay, all right, as long as I'm talking to y'all, okay? Perhaps you're enduring a season of waiting for answers to prayers. Have you ever felt that? Where you prayed about it? You said in Jesus' name and it still didn't happen yet? Am I talking to anybody? Am I loud? Am I yelling at you yet? They need to hear. Okay, we need to hear. Okay. Have you ever had dreams that haven't been realized, but you know you dreamed? Okay. Or have you been waiting on those wounds to heal? I think I'm talking to the right people. So if I'm talking about patience, then let me tell you, patience is more than just waiting. Okay? It's an active, y'all say this after me. It's an active expression of trust. Active means we're in the midst of it. It's endurance. How long will it take before we get what we're trusting for? It's about self-control. Are you smacking and yelling at people because it hadn't come to pass yet? Somebody say sometimes. Okay, appreciate your honesty. It's about empathy. Can you feel for others what they didn't feel for you? Okay? All right, we got a talking church here. It's a hopeful expectation that it's going to happen, that it's going to take place. So as we seek into this deeper part of patience, let's lean on God's grace. So as we go into this patience thing, let's lean on God's grace. Let's draw from his strength, his word, because he's the perfect example, because he's the only example, okay? Because he operated in perfect patience in his ministry. So if you're wondering what the title of the message is, we're going to talk about patience. And I appreciate you were patient enough to wait till I got two patients. Some of us. Look straight ahead. Don't look back. Don't look to your right or left. Okay? So the definition of patience is long-suffering. Long-suffering is the ability to continue to perform at the level that you were called to, even though it haven't manifested. Am I talking to anybody? Because, you know, when we're waiting, we want to, you know, cut off a little bit, leave a little early. Not show up. What else we want to do when we're going through long suffering? Have a pity party. What else? Do it ourselves. Sleep more. Complain more. That it? I know it's not, but anyway. I'm patiently waiting. I'm in the long suffering mode. What else? Endures difficult circumstances or delays. Endure. That means you're still doing. If you was praying, you still pray. If you're reading the word, you're still reading the word. If you're going to church, you're still going to church. Endurance is you still show up. You still do what you were called to do. You're steadfast. That means you're doing, you're on part. You right where you're supposed to be, doing what you're supposed to do, and it doesn't matter. Somebody don't show up, guess who there? Okay. Or do you spend time fussing about them not being there instead of taking their place? Okay, I appreciate your honesty. Somebody said both. Turn to your neighbor and say, Nabe, was that you? What'd they say? Okay, I appreciate your honesty. Somebody say sometime. Okay. We're still talking about patience. We're talking about God's timing and trusting in his plan. What is it about his timing and his plan that we get frustrated by? That we step out of that patient arena and we step into a new mindset. We tell God about all we've been doing for him. Am I lying on anybody? What do we tell him? When we're waiting on his timing and we're supposed to be trusting his plan. And it hadn't showed up yet. Y'all raise your hand, because we're gonna talk to this thing today. I'm just gonna break it down a little bit. What is it? What's the issue that we have? Mike, coming your way. Yes, ma'am.
Be like, Lord.
Y'all heard how she said, Lord.
I go to church every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
I worship. I pray. Okay. I lay the lap cloths down. I do the sound. I do the video. I'm the pastor's daughter. Sometime I got a minister. So I be like, Lord.
Oh, I'm sorry. Stop laughing, Paul. Stop laughing. Okay, I appreciate your honesty. Okay? All right, who else?
Go ahead,
follow that breath.
Am I my healing sufferings that I have dealt with in the past? My conversation with God is, God, haven't I suffered long enough? Okay. It's been too long. It's been too painful. Why? I have prayed. I have meditated. I have read. I have repeated. Have I not waited long enough? When is my time to be relieved, Lord?
Amen. Amen. I think she's real. I think that's real, right? Okay. Thank you. Appreciate your honesty. Yes, ma'am. What you got?
I say I've learned my lesson. You can go ahead and do what you need to do now.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. I think that's a period on that one, isn't that a period? Yes, sir.
Of those things up there, the timing and trusting his plan, it's more of the timing of...
Okay, what's wrong with the timing?
Well, I get impatient. I'm like, okay, I've done this, and this. Right. And maybe that's the problem. I'm saying I've done it. But, yeah, thank you.
Now, I'm just telling you, this side gonna get you straight, okay? Yeah. They don't have no issues with that, okay? But they don't even take turns. I mean, it might be the same four people saying that. But anyway, go ahead.
It probably is. But anyway, moving on. But yeah, so I think that's sort of a challenge for me is, I kind of sigh. I'm like, when is this going to happen?
Okay.
You know, that kind of thing. And so I've gotten improved at it, but there's still a ways to go.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. They'll let you know now. Anybody else on this side? God's timing and trusting in his plan. All right, let's see what else. Fruit of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 through 23. A fruit of the Spirit is patience. Now, you need to read that in either the NIV or the New. It's not in the Amplified because you got different translations. But I'm telling you, so if patience is a fruit of the Spirit, that means we already received it. But are we ready to walk in it? I don't hear nothing over here. This side said it's still thinking. I'm being impatient. Okay, all right, let me go back over on this side. They say I'm being impatient. Okay, all right. See how we can twist the word to make it work? Glory to God. Glory to God. So I just gave you a definition. So I want to talk about this morning, victorious patience. The parable of persistence. This is the widow woman. And the widow woman, she said she's going to make sure I want to go to God and talk to him about what's going on with me. But she ended up going to a judge, okay? So in Luke chapter 18, verse 1 through 8, in the Amplified, but I'm just going to read one verse. Now Jesus was telling
the disciples a parable to make the point that at all times they ought to pray and not give up or lose heart. Now, what a parable is, it's a short story. And it has to do with moral and spiritual lesson. So it's teaching us something about our morals. What do we believe? What do we think? How do we act? How do we react? It's a deeper truth, but it's done in a simple and relatable way. You know, it's almost like taking somebody from TV to a cartoon. So let's talk about what's going to happen here. So what is the key component here? Jesus is telling the disciples to make the point that at all times they ought to pray. How many times?
All times.
When the time?
All times.
So we don't have a noontime and an afternoon time. I mean, we can pray all the time. Yeah. When something come up, what are we supposed to do? Even that side was quiet this time. But we're not to give up and we're not to lose heart. So, the summary of the parable. A persistent widow seeks justice from an unjust judge. Say unjust. So why are you speccing justice with an unjust judge? So why spend time talking to him? Why spend time trying to get your way? Because he's unjust. But he's a judge. But let me tell you something. See, that judge could be a person. Y'all know a person that's unjust?
Yes.
You been trying to talk to him?
No.
They don't want to hear it. Somebody say no. Okay, I appreciate your honesty. That judge could be a race. That judge could be a system. That judge could be a method. But you still spending time trying to get them straight. Because when we believe something, we step in it, right? Now, the judge didn't fear God or man. So let's just say they wasn't a believer. Now, you as a believer talking to an unbeliever. But see, what happened with this young lady was she kept on talking to the man, the judge. Now, you know, the judge said go away. The judge could have had her arrested. The judge could have had her killed. But her mindset says, I'm going to get what I need. She just kept on going. She just kept on going. And so it goes on to say about how she kept coming. She didn't know what stop was. Say stop.
Stop.
It's just like the children. You got children or nieces or nephews. When they believe something, they're going to go for it. Am I lying on anybody? Do you know how you used to be? They tell you to go to bed. What you do?
Stay up.
We call it jazz. Jazz. She would go to bed like we tell her. But what she didn't realize about that cell phone, that tip light up underneath the sheets. So you come in the room, and all of a sudden, this area is lit up where her head supposed to be, where her face is. Y'all follow me? But this is what the judge says. He says, she troubles me. Why is she troubling him? Because she keeps on coming. He says, I will avenge her, lest her continued coming wear me out. So how many times did y'all think she went?
A lot.
A lot? A lot, and let's say in a day. How many times you think she went?
Six.
Six? Who else?
Ten.
And she kept on, didn't she realize she could be killed? By keep on talking to this judge? But he says, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming, she'll wear me out. Now, he already had 24, 30 things to do. You think about a judge, how many cases they got. But she didn't care. I need this done. So, and then Jesus goes on to say in Luke 18, 1 through 7 in New King James, and shall God not avenge his own? I'm talking to the people that somebody been hurting. I'm talking to the people that's been disrespected. Amen, brother. I'm talking to the people that's been overlooked. I'm talking to the people that's been told what someone was going to do for them and they never showed up. I'm talking to the promises that have been broken. I'm talking to the people that feel like somebody got away with how they hurt you. I'm talking to those people. Do I have the right people?
Yes.
Okay, amen. Y'all say that real quick. Because this is what God says. In Luke 18:1-7. And shall God not avenge his own? Touch yourself so you can recognize who you are. Shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him? Because see, what people don't know about you is the crying at night is what you do when you don't want nobody else to know that you're crying. But he says, and the thing about God I love is that it's impossible for him to lie, Wayne. He says, shall I have said it? Shall I bring it to pass? He says, though he bears long with them, I tell you this, he will avenge you speedily. Let me come over to this side. He will avenge you speedily. Now, the challenge that we have, that's why I'm teaching on patience, is what we call patience, God has called done. What does done mean? He's already finished it. We just got to get to the point where we're ready to receive what he's already finished. I say that real slow. And just give y'all a moment. Some of y'all head leaning. And I don't mean in sleep. It's a decision that you make. Do I want to believe that or not? Because I haven't seen God do this for me. That's what I hear. Y'all hearing the same thing? If this scripture is real, how come he hasn't done it for me? What if he already has and we haven't received it? And let me come on this side. What if he has already done it and we haven't received it? We're still looking for what he's already done. Instead of thanking him for what has already taken place. See, I appreciate you being able to go with me because just stay with me. Pray and not lose hope, not lose heart. Jesus emphasized the importance of persistent prayer. Y'all ready for this? If you don't take no other note, take this note. Jesus talked about in that parable, persistent prayer. How do we know it was persistent? Because that judge got teed off. Now, you know, she just didn't walk up to the judge. She had to talk to somebody at the gate, then go through that, and then go through that. Well, she woke up in the morning with attitude. He's going to answer this. But it's only two times that we have to be consistent with prayer. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Yeah. Turn to your neighbor and say, you ready?
Ready.
When you feel like it and when you don't. Yeah. Those are only two times you got to pray. Yeah. When you feel like it and when you don't. Now, can you tell the difference when you don't feel like it?
Yes.
How can you tell? I need two people over on this side and two on this. How can you tell that you don't feel like praying? What does it sound like? I got a mic coming your way, sir. What does it sound like?
For me, it's really when I want to just focus on the emotions I'm feeling instead of talking to him about them.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So give us an example, because inquiring minds want to know.
So it's just like...
Appreciate your honesty. There it is.
Yep.
Okay, all right. Okay, all right, that's it. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. What about on this side? How can you tell that you don't feel like? I got Mike coming your way.
When someone do you wrong and, uh-huh. and you go to somebody and they say, well, did you pray on it?
Again? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Might come your way. Because our prayer is different when we don't feel like praying. Yeah, our voice, our tone is different. We forget what we're praying about. Yes, ma'am.
Mine are short.
Okay.
And I don't feel like it.
Okay.
And I have a tough time being willing to find the things to be thankful for.
Okay, I appreciate your honesty. Got one coming your way. Yes, sir, buddy. I'm telling you, it's only two times. When we feel like it and when we don't. Yes, sir.
Yeah, for me, it's like when I see everything going in the exact opposite direction of what I'm praying for.
Okay, ooh,
yeah.
Okay.
So I kind of doubt, like, is this God's will? Is this his plan?
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I tell y'all a secret? I see. This thing about patience is I'm also going to talk about being patient with ourselves. See, everybody know I'm going to teach about being patient with others, But see, you ain't think about that piece about being patient with yourself. Because sometimes we give ourselves hell. I said it. I mean, the devil don't have to do nothing because we beat our own selves up. He be like, I'm going to watch this show. He tune it up. He make sure the screen is real big so he can see our sweats on our heads and stuff like that. But I want to talk about that. So that's what I'm going to cover today is about losing heart. Okay? All right. Yes, ma'am.
There are two things that I think about when I don't feel like it. I get sleepy.
Get sleepy? Okay. Okay.
Get sleepy. Okay. And the second thing is, it seems like everything is distracting me. I can think about all the other things that are important, like bills and just not really focused on what the issue is to avoid having to deal with the hard thing.
Okay. I appreciate your honesty. Okay. She's scratching her neck. What you got, Nicole? Go ahead.
Well, I think it's similar to giving God the silent treatment.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So if I'm upset and impatient, I don't want to talk to him.
Okay.
But then I got to say grace over my food. So okay. It's okay. Very inconvenient. I got to talk to you. I do want to live. So I guess we should talk.
Okay.
So he's patient enough with me
okay. That,
you know, pushed me to talk. So okay. I appreciate that. Okay. But eventually I got to talk to
okay.
him.
Okay. I appreciate your honesty. Everybody else good? All righty. How do we lose heart? How do we lose patience? I'm glad you asked that question. Are you ready to receive?
Yeah.
Okay. Fear. How can fear cause us to lose patience? I'm glad you asked that question. Because it's the fear of the unknown, and it's the fear of failure. So sometimes we accelerate movement because we're trying to beat fear, when in reality, God wants us to wait. So we're going to jump ahead about stuff we don't know. And our process is, I'm going to move so fast that I'm going to bypass fear, but I'm going to go to failure. Because there's things that God is telling us before we move that we bypass because we don't want to wait any longer. Amen? But it's this quietness on the inside. Can we wait for him to speak? I done waited long enough. I done waited an hour and a half. So how do we lose heart? Fear. I'm afraid if I don't take that job, then somebody else is going to get it. But what if he's building a bigger job with more income, with more readiness, with more promotion? But because I'm impatient, I'm going to jump on it. And then I'm going to pray to him to get me out of it. Anybody ever had to do that? Yeah. Lord Jesus, just help me. And then they try to throw an extra night of tithe because that's 10%. We try to throw an extra amount of offering in there just so that maybe that'll speed it up. I can buy God. Come on there. All right, let's see what else. Angry. How many of us are angry when we got to be patient and we be waiting for a while? Yeah. Whenever we perceive injustice, that person got hired and I didn't. I got more criteria. I mean, what is it? Credentials. Thank you. See, I was patient enough to ask for help. and it's an inconvenience. I'm just angry that the time they told me to come, they wasn't ready. They told me to wait, and I waited long enough. God told me he gave me the job, he gave me the promotion. He gave me that man or gave me that woman. And they not ready. Anybody encounter that? It's an injustice. I talked to this one couple the other day, and anytime I say something about counseling, they gave me permission. Say permission. He said, I dealt with impatience, me having impatience towards her. I tell her an hour that such and such started in an hour later. I mean, earlier. So that way, she will normally be on time. Say normally.
Normally.
Will be on time. If it starts at 10, I tell her to start at 9. And then she knows. The co-star meddling. Now that she knows, she late again. I said, so why are you late if you know? She said, because I don't want him to be right. I mean, is it okay to show truth here? Is that you? Okay, so Carol, I'm going to keep on going because they still fussing about that one. Anxiety. That's how you lose heart, guys. Patience. You're restless. And whenever uncertainty comes, you want to put certainty where uncertainty is. But what if uncertainty is growth time? It's a real question. What if it's growth time? That God has stuff that he's planned and he's purposed. Now, what I'm teaching on, I'm not excited about it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because when I want it, I want it then. What was it? R.J. Tillett? No, I keep using that dude. What's that guy's name? Okay, what'd he say? I want my money and I want it now. I don't know why I keep going to the kitchen guy. Curly, you want a new kitchen or something? No, I'm just playing. Don't else. Don't else. I'm going to come back over on this side. I messed that one up. I'm going to come over to this side where the fussing people at. Uh-oh, she gonna mind me. I got to repent, Megan. I got to practice patience. I'm going to stay over here for a little while, though. Nicole, you still got me, though, Cheryl? I'm going to stay on this side. See, anxiety come from what I say? Uncertainty. Because she be looking at stuff. Okay? I don't take it lightly. When I see her looking at the magazine, okay, I'm just talking about anxiety. Patience. Rest. But we get restless. Am I lying on anybody? How often do we call the people that they said they would do something at a certain time? How often do we call them back and say, well, you said such and such. See, that's one thing. You don't have to worry about your children. Your children will always requote you. I know that's not a real word. They say, but you said. And then you think to yourself, well, I said a lot of things that I haven't seen you do yet. I'm just meddling. If I can meddle, okay, see, I'm safe over here, right, guys? Okay, all right, thank you. Security already said it. But I'm talking about losing heart, guys, losing your patience. Fear. Anger, anxiety, what else we got in there? Frustration. Obstacles or setback equal. Y'all write this down. I want to make sure you get it in your mind. Frustration, obstacles or setbacks equal four solutions. That means we're going to do something that we shouldn't do because we're tired of waiting for what should be done. That's their credit card. What else is, y'all holler it out. What else is obstacles and setbacks? That we will just make sure we're gonna get her done. What else? Y'all don't holler it out.
Taking a job you know you shouldn't.
Taking a job you know you shouldn't.
Thirst trapping.
What is it?
Thirst trapping.
Okay, thirst trapping. Go. Give me a map over here. Give me a mic over here. That's right. Okay, all right. Somebody know about it. What is it?
So there is a form of manipulation where you may display the God-given parts of your body okay. So that you can allure someone of the opposite sex.
Okay, I appreciate your honesty. and see, the cool people don't want to ask more about that. But they thinking. Am I lying on them? They thinking, but they don't want to ask more about it. So don't be surprised if they approach you after church. Okay? Jealousy. I want what you got. And I've been waiting for it, and it still hadn't come yet. You go to that bank, I go to that bank. You got that job, I got that job. You drive that car, I drive that car. Ooh, what happened? Okay, keep going. But what is it? What is it? Why do I want what you have instead of wanting what God wants to give me? So I get jealous, I get tired of waiting. So what is it? I want others' success and possessions. You ever notice about when, let's see, some people after your wife or after your husband, but God wants to give them theirs. They prayed for a husband, they prayed for a wife, but they want yours. That's when you've lost heart. That is when you start to listen to what you want to do instead of what he's already done. See, I keep coming back to what he's already done. Because when we find out that he's already covered something and we just were not ready to receive it yet, we'll stop being so angry at God, but start to allow ourselves to see from a different perspective. And that's what I'm going to be covering, but I wanted to deal with these today. Because you know your pastor. I got a prayer that I wrote just for us. Say for us. And we're going to pray it. And this is called stepping into patient prayer. Not stepping into fast prayer, but patient prayer. And let's see whether we got it. Okay, I'm going to pray and you just repeat after me. Fair enough? Mm-hmm. See, the day I'm out writing prayer is I get to crying. See, because a lot of people don't know how God blessed them. They still looking for this when I'm still marveling at this. When you wasn't supposed to be anything, and God delivered you and brought you to a place where you can sleep at night, you can rest at night, you can pray at night, you can wake up in the morning and give him praise. When you can look at where you were and look at where you are now. Can I just share something with you right quick? That's not true. It's not quick. So I just finished a counseling session on Friday. And I'm walking this couple out that I just finished with the session. A car drives back, slams on the brakes, rolls down the window, and she hollers at them, "You got the best right there. He changed my life." I didn't advertise for that. But God knew what they were thinking. You understand what I'm saying? One thinking this is going well, and the other one thinking, I don't know about him. So God got a whole life set up where he's bringing us praise so that we can praise him. But we just don't recognize all he's done. But I had never seen anything like that. I've seen a whole lot of stuff. And I even asked them, because she shouted out the name. I said, "Who she say she was?" I mean, cars behind her and everything, but she slammed on the brakes, rolled down the window, and she knew what I was doing. I was walking them to the car. So back to that prayer. Y'all ready for it?
Yes.
Now you see how I'm talking. I'm ready to pray. And I said, "You will have to repeat after me." So while I'm telling y'all what's going to happen next, he said, I got you. I ain't forget about you, Paul. So y'all ready to pray?
Yes.
So Father, we thank you that we walk by faith in your word and not by sight. Destroying the fear of change, the fear of the future, the fear of the unfamiliar, fear of human errors and mistakes. We thank you for allowing the fullness of your love to heal and transform us into your image. Keep going. We thank you that we no longer believe. And I want to say this real loud. The lies of our souls about what we can and cannot accomplish. We step into patience with ourselves. Go ahead and touch yourself. Selves and others. We decide to trust your timing. As our hearts become strong and confident in you. We enter your peace, which surpasses all understanding, which guards our hearts and minds through you. We hold fast to our confessions of hope without wavering, since you are the one who has promised, and you are trustworthy. Reliable, faithful to your word. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Just close your eyes, guys. Holy Spirit, what you want us to know? We thank you that we receive what you're telling us. Your truth, your anointing, our new life, our new adjustments, because you've already told us that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. Have you said it? Shall it not come to pass? And we thank you that as we enter into patience, we're willing to wait because it's already done, but our waiting will allow us to see what's finished. So we thank you for the prayer that we just prayed, and we enter into rest knowing that it's manifested. So while every head is bowed and every eye is closed, if there's anybody out there in this congregation or nationwide or international that waited long enough, we tried everything and none of those things seemed to work. But you are a God that never fails. You never give up. So we come before you today because your word said in Romans 10, 9 and 10 that if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, we saved, we born again, we have eternal life. So congregation, would you mind just repeating with me? So Father, in the name of Jesus, Jesus came and died for us. And your word says in Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that you raised Jesus from the dead, that we're saved, we're born again, we have eternal life. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us your Son. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Guys, if you made that confession, just go to chosenrva.com and go to the salvation page. And that's the information that you need. So make sure you read it. Make sure you study it. Make sure you understand it. Amen.
Thank you for joining us. Please visit our website, chosenrva.com, and check in with us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at ChosenRVA. We hope you'll join us again soon. Jesus already saved us from this wicked generation. Chosen generation, I'm walking in my day.